We have some suggestions on the Carbless Talking Text Line, listeners poll, about where Aaron Rodgers could go next year, because Chewy asked earlier today to Jason, oh, what about Rodgers to Minnesota? And, you know, there's some suggestions. Erica put together this list. Tennessee, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Cleveland, New Orleans, Jets, Minnesota, and Pittsburgh. Some of those teams are just eliminated based on, like, Tennessee's not going to be very good. They've got the number one overall pick. They're probably taking it. They're going to take a quarterback, presumably. But even Cleveland, who has the two pick, or Las Vegas, who is outside of that. Like, Rodgers not going to go to those places, because if he's going to continue to play, he wants to play for a team that can make the playoffs. And I think that none of those teams would be interested in bringing in, like, a veteran quarterback who, like Russell, like Aaron Rodgers, has, like, killed culture in places he's been.
Best case scenario, he takes you out of the top 10 draft picks.
Yeah. So a place like San Francisco, I think, would make sense, depending upon what they do with Brock Purdy. Minnesota, Pittsburgh, depending upon what they do with Russell Wilson. Places like that would make sense for Aaron Rodgers, to me. Now, maybe I'm wrong and he just wants to keep playing, but that's not the vibe I get from him. The vibe I get is if he keeps playing, he wants to be in a competitive place. And we do have a caller on the Carbless Talk at text line, 800-990-3776. Beads from Parts Unknown. You're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Morning, guys. From Rogers' idea, I mean, I was thinking Pittsburgh potentially because of the bromance of Tomlin, San Francisco, like you said, because of Purdy and the supposed tampering that happened in the past. Minnesota, I know that seems lazy with the Favre-esque path, but I don't see it all the question. Another random one I had was Philadelphia, depending on how much turmoil is going on internally. I know they're going on, but I'm just looking at, like you said, you got to have a good defense. You're not going to have a better offense line than Philly. I am also curious, Chewy, if you were selected, asked to go to the NFL draft and make a pick, would you go?
It's in Green Bay? Yeah. I wouldn't have to get on a plane. Yeah. That's about as far as I'd go, though.
Because I would love to see you up there. And then, last thing I just want to ask, and then I'll shut up and hang up. With all these Bears interviews, and now all these people, the NFC North being identified, latest, I believe, being Stenovich, is this, I mean, I know it's true, but at the same time, is it more to get insight? How much insight do you get when you bring somebody in?
I certainly appreciate the call, Beads. The Bears are just covering all their bases. They're basically talking to anybody with a pulse. Like, if their plan is for Kevin Warren and... Okay, I've been screwing this up. Is it Poles or Pace who's the GM
Ryan
right
Poles.
Now? Poles is the one.
Poles.
Yes. Because they're both Ryan, and Pace is the former one, Poles is the current one. If they're sitting Stenovich down and going, hey... And trying to, like, extract information that they can't already get off of film. Like, I don't know what you're doing in your process. That would be a sign of continued dysfunction for the Chicago Bears. And I hope that's what they're doing.
Steno was mentioned as a name. Obviously, Glenn and Ben Johnson are getting interviews because of their monumentous success they've had.
Yes.
And, I mean, Packers' relative success, like, you can call it what it is. It's still an 11-win team. The Bears would kill for an 11-win team. So, trying to take pieces from the Packers or even the Lions makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he hasn't called plays, and that was the whole thing with Bieniemy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Nagy, when he was with Kansas City, when he got the Chicago job, called plays in Kansas City, and Doug Peterson, when he was under Andy Reid there, called plays. Bieniemy never called plays, and that's what hurt him in becoming a head coach, and it's the same with Stenovich.
Well, so with Steno,
if you're going to hire an offensive coach, he's got to have some game calling experience.
Yeah.
And I don't mean the preseason. Hey, call
correct
this game. That means nothing.
Which is why I think if the Packers are going to lose Steno, and I mean, LaFleur could easily block this, but if there's a team that comes calling to that wants Steno to be their OC and then call the plays,
yeah,
you know, what does LaFleur do? Does LaFleur just block that and go, no, continue to grow in your career?
Yeah,
that's the tough decision they
off
have to.
Stenovich. That's
yeah, exactly
what happened with Alex Van Pelt with Mike McCarthy. That's why that. And let me tell you, Mike McCarthy coached, because I played against Alex at BC. We'd play Pitt every year. Mike McCarthy coached Alex in college. They were buds.
Yeah.
You know, I crashed Alex's wedding, and I believe McCarthy was there. You know, so they were buddies, and that's all it took is for McCarthy to block Alex, and that was the end of that relationship. So.
So quickly before.
I don't know. Would you, hold on. Would you ever do that?
What?
Block someone who could advance in their career? Isn't that kind of
Can't you not block if they're taking a better job?
No. So technically the way the NFL
That's
looks
a
at
lateral
so
move.
The Packers yeah. the Packers can't say no to Steno interviewing for the head coaching job. They cannot block that because it's a step up. But if somebody comes to the Packers and go, hey, we'd love to hire Steno to be our OC to call plays, even though he would be calling plays and having more responsibilities, it's a lateral move, and the Packers could block that. So the only thing you can't is, the upward trajectory. Like if they, I believe, actually, so I don't know, I get confused on this, because it used to be offensive position was an offensive position back when with like Alex Van Pelt. Because Van Pelt was just the QB coach and somebody wanted him for the OC. And McCarthy blocked that because an assistant was an assistant.
Yeah.
I do not believe that's the case anymore.
Yeah, but sometimes, Gabe, they put the tag of associate head coach.
To try to protect someone.
That's why they do that. But I just see that as Bush League.
I would not personally do it.
Josh?
No, I can't imagine Matt LaFleur would do that.
Really?
But that's a decision that LaFleur is going to have to make. If somebody comes knocking and goes, hey, we would love to hire Steno and we want him to call plays.
Yeah, how good is it for you to have an unwilling participant in your team?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make a ton of sense.
Well, again, the way I would handle it, if a team reaches out and however the process works and that comes to me, hey, this team wants to talk to Steno about the OC, he would call plays. I would go to Steno. Hey, do you want this job?
Yeah.
If this is what you would want to do to take that next step, then yeah, I'm not going to block you. I'm going to leave that up to you. If you want to stay here, stay here. If you want to pursue that, I understand.
Yeah. Seems to make a ton of sense.
Yeah, that's fair.
Speaking of things that don't make a ton of sense, power rankings. We've got Chewy's power rankings.
Jeez, I'm a crow.
What?
We're breaking up.
Well, you stabbed me in the back.
That's because of last week. You were rotten to me. I mean, Josh is
last
always
week?
Rotten to me.
What did I do last week?
You were supposed to be
my
ally.
I had you back last week.
No, you lipped off. You were very lippy.
Like I'm your kid?
Yes.
All right, well, we'll see if Chewy and I can repair our relationship coming up next with Power Rankings. But guys, I do want to tell you, the one thing Chewy and I will always agree on, the Jewelry Center. If you are looking to take that next step in life and propose, the Jewelry Center has to be the first stop, and let's be honest, it would be the last stop as well. Whether it's naturally mined diamonds, lab-grown diamonds, the Jewelry Center has options for it all. And if you don't know exactly what you're looking for, go to that Pinterest page of that special someone, bring it to the Jewelry Center, and they will make those dreams become a reality. Learn more about the engagement ring selection or any other services that they offer. Shop TJC.com or stop in today at the Jewelry Center, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. And anytime you go to the Jewelry Center, you make sure you tell them that Gabe and Chew sent you.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, pumpkin seeds.
No. Little suckers. They might be. What did you say before, Jen?
Sesame but those seeds. Are white. Like, yeah.
No,
white.
These aren't white. No, this isn't on the outside. This is on the inside.
Seeds on the inside.
Oh, yeah. So you've got some sort of, like,
scrotum.
On 94.5 ESPN. But I'm thinking
it's time for a change. A little bit different how we're doing power rankings. Still going to power rank all of those playoff teams. All 14. I think Chewy remembered all 14 this week, right? You got 14 on the list?
Yep. Got it.
Let's go ahead and get to it. Time to power rank.
Favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
All right, we're going to re-rack it based on last week. Reseed them, re-rack, whatever you want to call it. Okay, with that being said, give me number 14, boys.
I'm still going to say it's the team you forgot about last week. They scored the fewest amount of points. I'm saying the Denver Broncos.
That was my initial thought, but the Steelers barely showed up, seemed disinterested. But I'm going to stick with last week. It's the Broncos.
It is the Broncos, Josh. Yeah, I did think about it a little bit.
They seemed like they weren't all that interested in winning.
No. Broncos took a step. No one thought they would make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So overall, I thought it was a pretty good year for them. Looks like Sean Payton. It looks like Bo Nix is going to turn out to be a decent quarterback. So they are 14-13.
All right. Well, if you thought about it, I guess that means there's only one team that can go here.
Steelers.
And it's the Steelers.
Steelers are correct. They kind of folded at the end of the year. Went a little Tucker Kraft.
Five in a row.
They move on from those two, right?
Maybe they decide to bring back Fields because they had some success with him at the beginning of the season before going to Russell Wilson, and I don't know what their other options are going to be, Chu. But for sure, they're moving on from Russell Wilson. Like, that could have, honestly, that could have been the last game of Russell Wilson's career.
Will they make a play for Rodgers, Cousins, or the other feller who you brought up that's slipping my mind?
Russell Wilson, who's their current guy. Oh. So I think they're going to move off of Russell. Maybe they make a play for Aaron.
They should try and draft one. That's what they should do.
But the problem is this draft class stinks.
Way down low.
Like, the problem for the Steelers is they're in NFL purgatory. Their coach is too good for them to bottom out and actually draft a good quarterback.
And keep firing until it works.
But they had a good year. No one thought they were going to.
Yeah, I mean, that was a team that a lot of people thought, oh, they made the playoffs last year.
They overachieved.
This is going to be the year that Tomlin finally finishes below 500 and they won double-digit games.
12.
Chargers.
Tampa Bay Bucks.
Whoa! Wow. I based the Chargers there strictly on the way he was talking about
Justin
the
Herbert
Chargers
hater.
And Justin Herbert earlier in the show.
I thought the Chargers, they're better than the Bucks. Herbert just stinks in the playoffs. And first year Harbaugh, they'll get better. It's, you know, like you said, it's a progression for them. 11.
So this is the Chargers.
This has got to be the Chargers.
Correct. Chargers there. 10.
I will say this is where the Packers reside.
So part of me. He mentioned earlier that some teams can win, but they're still worse than others.
So
part
Texans?
Of me thinks Rams or Texans. Let's go. Let's go Rams.
Packers are 10.
Wow.
Gabe, it's where they belong. Losing the last three, not a good way to finish out the year. 9.
So this is just going
to
be.
If this were to follow logic, shouldn't this be the Vikings?
This should be the Vikings.
Number 9 is the Texans.
Okay. See, so he flipped it up there. Yeah. Just the one team. He just flipped it up ever so slightly.
Even though they won, San Diego didn't show up, or LA, or whatever the hell.
What about when the Packers beat them?
That was so long.
They were missing a lot of the play. They had 14 guys out.
I don't believe that was.
Is that your hang your hat?
I mean, it was their best win of the year.
Your hat, Josh?
They have, well,
good
the Packers have a win over a team that made the the last eight.
Yeah, they beat a top 10 team in the NFL.
That's got to be the best win, like.
According to your rankings.
Number 8. We're moving on. Exit meetings are closed.
Vikings.
I'm going to go Rams here. Did he double up?
Joshy is correct.
What?
The Rams are 8. Yes. Gabe, you can't go 14-3, right?
They got boat
they
race
just had
last
a bad
night,
game.
And they lost.
I know.
They also got boat race the week previous.
Yeah, they laid the biggest of eggs in the last 2 weeks.
Look, the NFL is not fair. It's not fair. This should be the NBA model. The Rams should have been at Minnesota, and Minnesota would have done the same to them at home. The Vikings are a better team.
Sam Darnold,
number 7.
But it was a neutral site game.
And that screwed up the Vikings. They lost juice there, just as Tucker Kraft. Number 7. Number 7.
All right, now
Commanders?
I'm all over the place. Like, no, it has to be the Vikings. They can't be that bad last 2 weeks and be a top 6 team in the NFL.
Joshy?
I said Commanders.
Vikings are 7. The Vikings building, and I asked Jason, is in a lot better place than the Packers. Because no one. They're looking that as a stepping stone. Yes, they're not there yet.
But they've got a big decision.
Quarterback, they're good.
They got to make a big decision on Sam Darnold.
Darnold's gone. Darnold's gone.
The thing also.
Gone.
If the J.J. McCarthy thing fails, they are back to being not very good.
Yeah.
Like, if they decide it's McCarthy time, and he doesn't work out, so long on this whatever they got going.
Just torpedoes at all.
Yeah.
Rodgers is going to Minnesota. Same owner, Ziggy Wilf.
And that's also going to torpedo Minnesota.
A double torpedo. Right.
You guys think Darnold's coming? You're going to pay Sam Darnold what you paid Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
No.
If he agrees to it, he might get more.
Yeah. There's going to be a bidding war for Sam Darnold. Prepare yourself.
Really?
Ugh. Yeah. The reason you ranked him so high is largely him.
Yeah. Without Sam Darnold, the Vikings are not 7. They're not even 14.
They are with Randall Cunningham. Number 6.
Commies.
Do people even know who Randall Cunningham is?
Yes.
They got Google. They can figure it out.
Okay.
Part of me wants to continue the Josh Allen hate. Yeah,
so he's going to drop them outside the top 5?
Yeah, but I...
6.
But I think it's a
You guys are really a-holes when Jen is gone.
What?
You know? Us? This isn't Dude Tuesday.
What? We're just trying to... We're two dudes talking about what you are thinking about. Yeah, we're just talking ball, having a good time, trying to figure out
what you're thinking. Yourself up for this. You rank these yourself, so we have to get into your mind. All and sometimes when you poke 6. Around too much, things don't happen that you don't like.
I mean, I would take it over for the mothership ESPN because I'm clearly better than them, but I don't have the time in the day.
Yeah.
6.
Commies.
Commies.
Commies are 6. 5.
Bills.
AO.
Eagles. 5.
What?
Wow.
They didn't look great.
No, they didn't, but I just assumed your Josh Allen would take over.
Jalen Hurts didn't look great.
No, he did not.
No.
A.J.
No.
Brown's reading a book on the sideline.
But they got the best defense in the league. You've told me 1,000 times.
They do.
You know what, but you know what the best defense in the league gets you? Chewy?
Second place.
Jamaican tank.
Yeah,
best defense in the league is like a Jamaican tank. That's an old That's an old one. That's pulling out an old Chewyism.
All right, 4.
Bill.
AO.
Ravens.
Weren't they like 2 last week?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, based upon what I saw this weekend,
everybody.
I mean, they beat the Steelers, who the Steelers are mad.
Everybody saw this. Everybody watched the Ravens play and went, holy bleep, that is just a tank.
No.
How are you going to beat the Ravens? And Chewie's like, ah.
He was too busy getting damp over the weekend.
See, it's good pop.
Yeah. Good pop. 3. 3.
I don't even know what's left.
So we have the Bills, Lions, and Chiefs left. I guess I'll say the Bills.
It's gotta be.
A-O Brian D. 3-2.
Lions.
Lions.
Lions, Chiefs. That was a hell of a list.
That was a hell of a list. I think we'll all agree it was a hell of a list.
I didn't hear a lot of pushback. There might have been a one-slot pushback, but nothing more than a one-slot pushback.
The Vikings being 7. Vikings being 7 was interesting.
There's some inconsistency there in the middle
part. Where do you want them? Where do you want them?
Below the team that just kicked the crap out of them.
Yeah, but they went 10-7. Come on, you got to give some credence to the regular season.
I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what, Chewy. If the Eagles play like they did against the Packers, the Rams are going to beat them.
Yeah. It'll be a game.
Rams. If Jalen Hurts does not play better, he had 7 straight incompletions. The Rams will go in there and win.
Really?
And they'll nickel and dime you to death. The thing the Packers were unable to do.
Yes, Matthew Stafford has 0 issues throwing it to Puka Nacua 2 yards off the line of scrimmage.
Whose defense is better, though, the Rams or the Packers? Why does this always happen to the Packers at the end of the year? All right? End of the year, their defense is always playing better, and it did under Run, what's his name?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Barry Carroll.
Am I right? I mean, as much as we didn't like him, they always played better at the end of the year, and it seemed like Halfley's kind of the same way. Would you agree with that?
As much as I don't want to, I think he's right.
Yeah. Yes. We need to have context here, though.
No, we don't.
It's a new offense. They changed scheme. A defense. They changed scheme. Obviously, they got better throughout the later portion of the season.
Go back to San Francisco. Aaron Rodgers didn't play very well.
I remember it. Defense played great there. Defense,
I remember it.
Yeah. Defense played pretty well down the stretch the following year when they missed the playoffs. They didn't
lose last year?
Yeah, they didn't. They didn't lose to the Lions in Aaron Rodgers' last game because of the defense. They lost because Aaron Rodgers played poorly.
Was the defense great or was their offense bad?
I mean,
don't we have enough Joe Barry to kind of say that was probably more of an aberration than him masterminding the correct game plan? I mean, three down linemen. It happened for two seasons straight.
Yeah, but maybe he doesn't take the regular season serious. There is that.
Well, he'd have a job if he did.
Well, I'm aware.
Is your business looking for localized banking solutions and a strategic partner? Fifth Third Bank has been looking forward to the future and helping businesses shape what's next for 165 years and for the last 15 right here in Milwaukee. So what does that mean? That means they offer industry-specific expertise, local decision-making capabilities, and extensive experience to help navigate the complexities of a constantly changing business market environment with your business in mind. They can help you with all the different resources they have and, of course, are very connected to community as well. Fifth Third, big enough to provide sophisticated solutions and expert guidance, also empowered to make those local decisions and work from a foundation of strong community connections. Commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm saying if we collectively, all the people in their cars, all the people listening on the YouTube stream, all the people listening this morning, if we all do it together, there's power in prayer, friends.
Yes, there is. Bless me, Father, for I played man.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I fell for the devil's altar. I drank the water.
Want to hit a couple of these texts on the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776. Starting with TD, and I did not see this one from yesterday. Did you guys by chance discuss my text from yesterday? Things went south offensively after Sala was brought on board. That's just not true. Sala came in the middle of October, or toward the end of October, and the Packers had a stretch when Sala was a part of this team of, you know, the best 30-point scoring run the Packers have ever seen in franchise history. So the offense went south. If we're looking for a reason why it went south against Minnesota, Chicago, and the Eagles, we have to look for someone to blame other than Sala, than Robert Sala. That's just... So sorry, TD.
I know we're searching for answers.
Go back to the drawing board. We can come up with something else. That's not a big reason why.
I think we've been circling it. It's a lot of the play action stuff, and Jordan Love's play, and Matt LaFleur just play calling. Like those are all three factors. Now you can pie chart them to whatever degree you seem fit, but it seems like the answers are kind of right there in front of us.
And then another text here. Well, go ahead, Chew.
You think what Kraft said is going to tick some of the players off?
Well, so that's interesting.
Who do you think he was singling out?
Well,
what group was he singling out?
So Jen from Wausau texted in on the Carbless Talking text line, with what Kraft said about stepping up to be a leader next year, does this imply that Love can't or doesn't know how to lead? Now, I just will, if you didn't see any of the Tucker Kraft stuff yesterday, he also had very positive reviews about Jordan Love. So I don't think any of his, hey, we need a wake-up call, I plan on stepping up as a leader next year, I don't think any of that had to do with Jordan Love. But that being said, like, Jordan Love also seems to be more of a quiet guy, right?
Yes.
Like, he's more of going to be a more lead-by-example and isn't going to be as vocal.
Yeah, Kraft's a high-energy guy, you know? He plays to the whistle. But he can't – see, this is where his youth comes in. You can't expect everyone to play like him. You just can't.
Well, when you got the youngest team in the league, why not?
Well, I'm just saying from a standpoint, when I played, the offensive line took pride in peeling guys off of piles, right? And Frankie was kind of the leader there.
Sure.
So – but Earl didn't want to do it. Earl Dotson, and certainly Verba, didn't want to do anything more than he had to do. So it was really Timberman, Frank, and Marco. and Aaron Taylor.
But
so
didn't,
it was our center
didn't Frank
and our guards.
Get a didn't because Frank did that? Didn't he get a reputation of being dirty?
He was the dirtiest player in the NFL. But you want the dirtiest player on your team. You don't want him on the other team. Yeah. No, you want that.
All right, can you put that on the poll?
We fed off of it.
Do you want the dirtiest player in the NFL on your team? Because to your point, Drew, you don't want him on the other team because then your guys are the ones taking the dirty shots.
Yes, but you can't expect, in this case, Earl and Verba, to be like the other thing. They just didn't want to do it. So Tucker Kraft can't go around expecting everyone to be like him. It's just not going to happen. You know, there are different kind of leaders in a locker room. You know, Brett really didn't say anything.
Yeah.
But when he did, you listen. You know, I didn't really say anything. I did my talking on the field. Frank never talked. You know, Reggie always talked.
Well, you don't want to be that guy either, because then nobody listens if you always talk.
Well, it was part of a camera thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So,
Did you ever feel the need to talk? Did you ever talk? Did you ever like go?
Nah, not really. Okay. I mean, I did my talking in the huddle. You know, that just wasn't my deal. You know, but I would talk in the huddle. You know, we would all talk in the huddle. You know, because we had a pretty veteran group, and you protect your young guys from being intimidated. You know, that's one thing you did. But there, like I said, there are different leaders, and what Tucker Kraft. His way of leading, potentially leading, is fine, but you can't just project the way you do things upon everyone else.
So
because
what,
you're going to turn people off.
What I, and again, it's like Jason said, there probably needed to be another follow-up question there. There needs to be a little bit more context. But when I hear him say things like, yeah, we kind of saw this coming, we need a wake-up, and then when he throws in there, I plan on next year being a little bit more of a leader, to me, that's somebody who maybe saw some things that he didn't like and just wasn't comfortable enough saying something in that moment. You know what I'm saying? Like whether that's, you know, somebody not preparing, somebody not being ready enough and going, hey, let's focus into this. And he didn't say this year and realizes, hey, next year, maybe I need, if nobody else is going to say something, I have to be a guy to say this to make sure we're ready to go. I guess that's the way when I think about it, Chu, that's what I think he's saying. But again, it's open to interpretation.
And there's more to it than just being on the field. This could be players, because you'd never know, late to meetings or missing weight room workouts, you know, missing treatments. There's a lot more dropping balls in practice and not heading over to the jugs machine after to work on that. That's all part of it, and those are things we'll never know, you know? So it could be a myriad of different things.
Ainsley hits us up. Our guy Ainsley hits us up 800-990-3776 on the Carbless Talking text line saying, hey, what about Jacobs? What if he recruits Max Crosby?
Yes, sign me up.
I mean,
you send Rashawn Gary, couple picks, Max Crosby.
Raiders aren't going to let him go.
He might force his way out. He's been pretty plain about his lack of desire to be in Las Vegas.
In a rebuilding team, and then they just fired his guy.
Yeah.
But then what are you going to have? Two DNs being paid $25, $30 million?
No, that's why you give him Rashawn.
Yeah, here.
Hey, take this Pro Bowler.
Yeah, they're going to go for that. Hey, he made the Pro Bowl. No, don't look at his stats. No.
Just look at the accolades. It's all you have to do.
Yeah. It's the Davis family. You can trick them.
Hey, one guy made the Pro Bowl, the other one didn't. Yeah. I think that, you know, the Raiders would be stealing from us, Chew. Absolutely stealing from us.
Can we stretch his highlight film out to like 12 minutes instead of three?
Going to be a lot of run keeping the edge this year, since that was his strong suit, apparently.
Yeah.
Just setting the edge and letting guys run inside him.
Yeah.
Well, he set the edge, then get outside of him. That was his job in that moment. I do want to hand out some grades And we can do this the rest of the week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But kind of taking a look back, we're going to give some offensive grades coming up next. But I do want to tell you about our friends at X-Golf at American Family Field. I'm going to be out there on Wednesday. I can't wait because I play in a league out there. I love playing out at X-Golf at American Family Field because of the state-of-the-art simulators. And really, it's the best experience you can have in a simulator with their putting, their chipping, and obviously the full swings as well. But what makes X-Golf at American Family Field different? To me, it's the full bar and menu. Try, if you got a couple people out there, try the pan pizza. If it's just you, try the burger. Great menu. But then the full bar, a lot of the different beers that you're used to having at American Family Field, a lot of those different craft beers, they're available out there, so you can try those out. It's just such a unique space. And if you're thinking about that next corporate event and you're responsible for that, X-Golf at American Family Field is the place to go. Find out more. Book your sim time today. X-Golf, AmFamField.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Brian and McGonigal weighing in. Hey, if you find something that sucks for 25 years, you hold on to that.
Yeah, that is a very good point.
Because usually the sucking only happens before you get married, and then the sucking just stops.
We're going to get fired.
Yeah. On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go. Turn your best face on everybody.
Pretend you love this song, everybody. If you're able, please help people affected by the California wildfires in 2025. Donate at redcross.org/ESPN. That's redcross.org/ESPN to help the Red Cross respond and help people recover. Shoot, I wanted to do grades here, but I don't think we're going to have time. We're going to have to push that back to tomorrow. We've got people on the Carbless Talk and Text line with somebody's got a specific question for you. Curious to see what that is. But first, we go out to Coach Q, who apparently is Aaron Rodgers' number one fan. He's got a landing spot for Rodgers. So, Coach Q, floor is yours. You're on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, guys. How you doing, Gabe? Thanks for having me. My original spot would be Peru, I was going to say, like somebody said earlier. However, I really, really do agree. Send him to Minnesota. The dude would tank your team. He's a pariah. And I am his number one fan, legit. I mean, when the dude came in November 07 for Brett, like, it was over with. Like, gave us 14 great years. However, he's a statue, a shell of himself, and he has a noodle arm. And honestly, everything that comes along with the cat, yeah, send him to Minnesota or Detroit. That's my take. Thank you.
Unfortunately, I don't think Detroit's going to be in the market. I think they're pretty happy with what's going on with Jared Goff and the way he's been able to play the last handful of seasons.
I just think Ziggy is – that might not happen, but, I mean, they're going to kick the tires. He's got to turn into more of a game manager.
Yeah, I mean, there just have to be – in order for Aaron Rodgers to continue his career, there have to be concessions from him that haven't happened.
Yes.
And that's why I think – for a guy who's got so many other interests outside of football, I think he's just going to be done.
It would take a humbling of yourself, and do we think that's going to be a thing Aaron Rodgers finds this offseason? The humble bone?
I don't know. Maybe the 10th trip for ayahuasca. Maybe that's what does it.
You'd figure all that self-reflection you're doing, humble would come up you're talking to Mother Aya.
But by doing ayahuasca 9 times, is the 10th one free? Does he have a punch card?
And he's going to own the place soon.
How big is his desire to stick it to the Packers, though? Because that's got to be part of it.
Part of Brett. Yeah, that was part of Brett. It doesn't seem like it's that high. Because I think the one thing that he realizes from Brett is, because in some of these McAfee interviews, Chu, he's referred to the Packers as we. He's still tried to keep that connection, knowing full well. And maybe he's self-aware enough to know that he never had the connection that Brett did, and that Brett could still do all those things and still come back and be celebrated the way that Brett was.
Yeah.
That he still wants to keep that connection. I don't think he has that I want to stick it to the Packers thing.
I think he hates probably like Russ Ball and Goody, and maybe probably Mark Murphy.
Yeah.
So you think he retires, Gabe?
I do. I think he looks around, and the one place I could see making sense is the Steelers. There are a lot of things that have fallen in place for him to go to San Francisco, but I think the Steelers make the most sense.
I've thought for a while he retires. I mean, this season was an embarrassment, and it was kind of a direct refutation of everything Aaron Rodgers has said and believed of build the team around me, people come here to play with me, we'll make this better. And then his head coach was fired in October.
Quickly, let's get to Steve in Milwaukee on the Carblos Talk and Text Line. Steve, you've got a question for Chewy.
I do. He was my hero growing up, and to watch someone transform into a really nice radio personality, I think it says a lot about him. I think he's a great guy. Love all you guys, but for Chewy, I really got to ask. Maybe I'm 41 going on 75, but I am so tired of watching these guys catch one pass, signal first down, swipe their hands, do their little premeditated dance. D-backs have always been that way, right? But guys making tackles and dancing. Is that just me? I wanted to know if you noticed it and whether or not you feel like potentially, especially having the youngest team in the league, does this have any impact on the team, or is that just me being 41 going on 75 years old?
I think they all have it in them. I think that's the look at me generation begun 6-7 years ago with Twitter and all this. I mean, just you don't have to look any farther than a Keyshawn. I want to be CB1.
Can we be fair? This has been happening since the 90s.
Nope.
Speaking of Keyshawns, there was a guy, I mean, he didn't have Twitter, so he wrote a whole damn book called Just Give Me the Damn Ball.
Who?
Keyshawn Johnson.
Yeah, but that was in 2000.
That was 95.
No. Yeah, but he's an idiot. I can't stand him.
I mean, Deion Sanders revolutionized celebrating.
That's true. Deion had his dance.
When I played... Free went a little crazy with his touchdown dance, and Holmgren told him to tone it down. And you know what Free did? He toned it down. You see that happening today?
The University of Miami.
You guys are part of it. You're part of the look at me generation. You got Twitter? Both of you have Twitter?
Suddenly the music got louder.
Yeah.
We have it for our jobs. We're not
Boom! We're not roasted!
All right, we'll give you that one, big guy. You can go into the rest of your day feeling good since you can't work out. Give you the win. Give him the win.
University of Miami, you don't want us dancing, keep us out of the end zone?
Give him the win.
Wildy and Tausch coming up next.